Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to the program one of the keynote speakers of the 2017 Energy Summit in Grand Rapids. He is Brett Moss. Brett comes from California, the Los Angeles area. He is the training director for the California-based Net Zero Plus Electrical Training Institute. Brett, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Before we get into the work of the Institute, my first question is, and reminding our listeners, what do we mean when we say net zero?
When we talk about net zero, we're meaning the energy used on site is produced on site. And then that's measured over a one-year period of time. So it's not enough to design and engineer a building to net zero standards. You have to live in that building and prove it up for 365 days.
And so net zero is a goal that we talk about on this program quite a bit. And then we see that you're net zero plus. I mean, what can be better than net zero?
Well, net zero plus is certainly better than net zero. So net zero plus, the plus are a couple of things. I suppose grammatically it's improper to say plus is, but there is certainly more than one plus. We've got on site about 300 kilowatt hours of lithium ion battery storage. So we can use the additional energy that we're producing with the sun and store that in the form of batteries. These are utility grade batteries, and in the event of, for us, a disaster in Los Angeles is certainly going to be an earthquake, either an earthquake or a utility outage. My understanding is you guys just had a pretty large utility outage. We can continue to operate that building through that stored energy. That's one of the pluses. We also have the ability to do what's called peak shaving. So when you look at your utility bills, sometimes what we see are demand charges. So if you've got large equipment that's coming online, suddenly your usage spikes. That's what's referred to as a demand. And on your bill, you get a demand charge. We can also use that stored energy in our batteries to do what's called peak shaving. And we cut those peaks off. We eliminate or shrink our demand by using that stored energy. We can also use the battery, that stored energy, to participate and help with automatic demand response in our building.
As you well know, one of the challenges for the greater expansion of renewables, whether it's wind or solar or what have you, has been that storage capacity on the grid. But you're using the lithium ion batteries. What's the ROI? Because those batteries are not cheap.
The batteries are coming down in price quite dramatically. I use the parallel with solar panels. So in my facility, we've got three separate installations of solar. My first solar installation, which was just under half megawatt, that went into service in either 04 or 05. At the time of that project, the cost of solar panels were just below $5 per watt per panel. The solar panels that we just used to complete the Net Zero Plus project came in probably a lot closer to about 80 cents per watt per panel. So we're seeing dramatic drops in the cost of storage right now. We expect to see continued drops in storage, which will make it much more advantageous, much more economically feasible. I'm a school. So it's important for the contractors that I train, the journey level workers that I train, that those contractors employ, the apprentices that we're bringing up to learn this trade, have a good, solid understanding of this technology. So we have to stay out in front. It's business, you're not going to get ahead by chasing. So my board of trustees understands this, and they are going to make sure that they're out in front. That information, those lessons learned, we're working with other training centers. So there are other training centers just like mine across the United States and Canada. So we're working with some of the other training centers, and the Penn State Grid Star program, it's based at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyards, to develop curriculum. It's got a acronym of ESAM-TEC, the Electrical electric storage, a microgrid, training, and certification. That's another mouthful. But again, that's going across the U.S. and Canada, and that will ensure that in Los Angeles we are not unique, that here in Detroit, here in Grand Rapids, that the men and women that will do these installations will be ready to go.
Yeah, Brett, let's just back up just for a second. We were mentioning your training institute. I want to go back. You've talked about some of the programs, Net Zero Plus Electrical Training Institute. But for our listeners, for context, you're actually training journeyman electricians, but along with electrical contractors. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we are training contractors. We're training the journey-level electricians. We're also training the apprentices that are coming in and learning this trade.
And you've incorporated all of these technologies, which are not only efficient and cost-effective from an institutional standpoint, but they become training laboratories at the same time.
That's correct. So our Net Zero Plus Electrical Training Institute, we talk about it being a living lab. We moved into the building that we're in 2003. It does not look like it did. Again, we installed one of the first large solar arrays in 2004-05. In 2012, we installed what was the first privately owned microgrid in the United States. And then last year in 2016, we cut the ribbon on our Net Zero Plus project.
Well, obviously, you're making a bet on the future of these technologies. I mean, you're in California. California generally is ahead of the curve. We hear about that all the time in the Midwest. But clearly, you see a demand for this kind of expertise, this kind of training to grow, not only in California, but across the United States.
Absolutely. Across the United States, Canada, and in fact, the world. In Detroit, for instance, the electrical workers, Local 58, is, I believe, getting ready to do a ribbon cutting in June on their hiring hall. They've taken an existing building, done a very deep retrofit, and it will be a Net Zero Plus facility as well. It will be Net Zero. It will not be Net Zero Plus. Not initially.
Brett, in a few moments, you're going to give your keynote address up here at the Energy Summit, but what are one or two of the take-home messages that you hope you'll convey in your speech?
Well, I want to give people a glimpse into what the future looks like. Also let them know the future is here today. It lives in the building. I'll also add we were featured in a PBS documentary. It reran it locally in Los Angeles, but you can certainly get it on the PBS website. Look for Building Below Zero. That's the name of the documentary. It talks about net zero, and then it talks about what comes next. There are a number of net zero buildings. It's getting more common. So again, what's next? And we believe our project is next. I'll also add that the project is almost, I would say, 95%+ privately funded from within that industry, those union electricians and the contractors that employ them in Los Angeles. This isn't a drain on taxpayers. This is our industry investing in ourselves.
Well, certainly a very exciting prospect for the future. It makes you think that we worry maybe too much about what's going on with one policy or another in Washington, but this momentum, this horse is well out of the barn.
Absolutely.
My guest has been Brett Moss. He is one of the keynote speakers of the 2017 Energy Summit, and he's also the training director for the California-based, I should say Los Angeles-based, Net Zero Plus Electrical Training Institute. Brett, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.